This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.
Right now to chat round two, thanks to Robot Building Supplies. Robots got it. It's Damien Barrett.
It's time for Damien Barrett to wrap up the weekend in footy.
Bit of news kicking around purple as we welcome you.
Hello, Jim. Hello, Bill. There is.
With his positives.
We're all positive.
That's it. Straight in.
18 winners in the weekend, Bill.
And negatives.
Hey, sorry to disappoint everyone.
Oh, negative, Gus.
Bad news.
Robot Building Supplies. Robots got it.
There have been villains in the square circle, the sweet science, for 100 years. And Ali was the best at creating himself as a villain to make sure that the box
You like
office...
the sweet science, though, Dan?
I love the sweet science. Yeah. I'm not sure there's been a fighter ever going to the ring who more people want to see beaten than Kane Corns.
Are you going to put that direct question to him?
Yeah.
And Hutchie's let him in.
The supercar driver, we did talk about that.
I think Brownie went on...
I think Brownie went on his station, so it's a bit quid pro quo.
But okay. The bloke under the most pressure is Nate Brown.
Yes.
Imagine if he gets beaten.
Yeah, well, Jordan DeGoey pays no attention to anything, I think, but he grabbed him in a gym about a month ago and said, hey, you can do the rest of the world a favour here.
Well, and so did Mark Ricciuto.
On a
big Zoom call. Yeah. He said, oh, I don't really care about any of this. Nathan. it'll be of great interest now. Essendon, Sydney. A game I didn't see, but gee, I read a lot about it since.
I think when it's all in context, the niggle in a game and the aggro, and provided one team can sort of live by it. Now, I'm not sure Essendon did, and then Tom Papley post-match, and this is off 3AW, he did comment on Channel 7 during the game. But
so
this
just give people a bit of context. So Essendon went in and said, we're going to play with Essendon Edge.
Essendon Edge.
No, the coach said that.
On the back of comments made by Brad Scott during the week, it was a phrase that he pretty much produced out of nowhere in the context of the midweek media conference that he did. It came on the back of, or a week after he talked about an eight-year plan or an eight-year process to get the club right. And then within 2 minutes, as we saw, Peter Wright was cannoning into Harry Cunningham and there was a melee that ensued, and then there was a Sam Draper on Lloyd moment in the next quarter. So it all built up, and the Swans withstood it all, and Tom Papley had conversations with Essendon players during the game. He made comments at halftime with Channel 7, and then post-match had this to say on 3AW.
I don't know, you can be tough and do all that stuff, but you've still got to be able to play four quarters and hitness behind the play and things like that. I don't know if it's them or not. Brad Scott come out and said the Essendon way, but yeah, anyway, I won't go into it. You can pretend to be tough, but you still got to be able to win the ball and win the game. Yeah, it's all facade, I think, but anyway.
You can pretend to be tough.
Yeah, and I won't go into it, but I will go into it.
Will do. And that's about the third time he commented on.
Yeah.
Old Paps, he wasn't happy.
No,
but they were right, Essendon. They were right
Did it work, though, Bill? I mean, you've now got their full forward facing the tribunal, and that was the outcome yesterday, Jim, as you know, with the match review office.
Always going to be hard to beat up there, and they were good for three quarters.
They're okay, Bill. They lost by 5 goals still.
Yeah, I thought they were right. Yeah. But it is hard if you're not... You can't play that way too much anymore.
If it's
we
not
know that.
Natural as well.
And it's not in you.
Yeah. Again, look, we'll just quickly, we don't often debate the merits of a match review office adjudication. In the end, I'm comfortable with it being dealt with the way it was. I was initially sympathetic toward Wright, but in the end, you can't be under the new regime.
Leave the ground, that's hit someone in the head.
Yeah.
That's where they're headed with it.
So,
and Brad's very much like that himself, isn't he? He's a very combative individual.
Yeah.
So teams tend to play. The way their coaches are wired. Hawthorn always did under Al Clarkson.
Want Essendon to play that way as well.
But you've got to have the players.
That's the thing. Just a quick couple of updates too. There's a bit floating around news-wise. We know that Max King was also booked by the match review office for a hit on Finn McRae. He will take that to the tribunal.
Keep saying it, purple.
Yeah, you just roll the dice and say, I can't see him getting off. In fact, I think he was fortunate to only get the 1 week bill, but at least he's going to have a chance.
Can he get two if he goes up?
Look, by way of the scope, potentially, but they won't change it. We know that Liam Henry's out for 6 weeks. We also know that Mason Wood will be out for a similar time, collarbone issue as well as a concussion. The Tasmanian election, we knew that was on Saturday. It basically no change here, but it is a minority government. There will be requirements for negotiation and how that looks from an AFL perspective. Let's see it play out. But the influx of members up to 150,000 now, it's a nice groundswell of emotion that the politicians will listen to, you think, which then leads to the stadium being built in the AFL's favour. Injury concerns over Stephen May and Jake Lever. Yeah. And as we talk right now, now. No release by the Melbourne Footy Club. I spoke to someone very senior at the club today. Lever was down there and moving around. Now, it doesn't mean he's right to go. May was still away from the club. He had the ribs and the vertebrae issue.
Up to three, they're saying. Is that true?
Well, Joey told me, little Joey, out. They're out this weekend.
It would seem likely. Yeah, it would seem likely.
May's they playing don't, with three they, broken ribs. Don't care.
I wouldn't have thought so. No, I wouldn't have thought so. Although, I mean, do you remember McGovern did in the 2018 Grand Final?
Well, you might
it wasn't
for a
three,
but home and away.
And Lever, as we know, with two ACLs that he's previously done, you just always worry. But I've believe there's no concern along those lines at this stage, but let's wait for the club to bring it out. And then just one more signing off on an update. We touched on this on Saturday, Rub Jim, but both Alistair Clarkson and Chris Fagan will appear at the Human Rights Commission this week. I raise it only in the context of football. They've got Chris Fagan's at a game on Thursday night. He is 0-2 coaching the Brisbane Lions, and he could be in the Human Rights Commission, which he wants to attend as part of the Hawthorne racism situation. Bill, going through the federal court and the Human Rights Commission, part of the federal court this week through conciliation and mediation, and equally Alistair Clarkson, we'll be attending that. And Good Friday too before the game against Carlton.
And we did that game, North, and for 50 minutes.
They were good.
It's either a glimpse of the future, which if you're a glass half full man, you looked at that and went, wow, if that's how we're going to be treated, that's... I'm happy.
Did you choose
that.
To take the half
and
full
then,
look?
Then it just from about the 22 minute mark of the second quarter until the 10 minute mark of the last quarter, it was horrible.
When Luke Jackson took over.
Yeah, but then they had a chance to win it. They kicked 1-5 in the last 18 minutes of that game. So they gave themselves a look. Freo, I really like the way Justin Longmuir gets a lot of criticism over there. I'm not really sure why, but he does. I thought he readjusted at halftime superbly.
He did.
And they came out and got the game back on their terms, and their class prevailed. Jackson was superb.
He was.
But interesting. Both sets of fans, I reckon, would have driven home going, righto, well, there's something there for me.
Yeah. And a player by the surname that you carry, Jim, was pretty good in the second half too, wasn't
he? Very good. I don't know why the hell he was on the wing. I have no idea. But then when he went back inside, he was superb. Speaking of going inside, Isaac Heaney sitting with 9 Brownlow votes.
You're big on him having 9, aren't you?
He is flying.
I still thought Papley was best on ground in that game. Again, it's all your own judgment, isn't it, Bill?
I reckon
perception.
He's got 7.
All right.
Yeah.
7.
But you're big on him having 9.
His numbers are ridiculous. Yeah,
the coaches thought he was the best on ground. I'm not sure how many coaches actually seriously put those votes.
Isaac Heaney 9, Paps 7, Errol 6, Zach Merritt was good too with 6.
Yeah. I just thought Papley's 4 goals and the setting up of a few more the way he played.
Here's what I'm saying to you, Purple.
Yeah.
Midfielders win the Brownlow, simple as that. And he is a good-looking blonde kid.
Exactly.
So every umpire sees him all day long, and if he keeps having 30... Yep. And 12 or 13 of them contested and 500 metres gained, he will win that award.
It's got a lot of blokes taking votes off him because they're going that well.
They are going well, aren't they? Yeah, I mean, Warner was good again too.
Review. We want to talk about review.
Right, I think.
I'm being serious about that.
No, fair enough, Bill. I think it's a good issue to raise.
Throw us to the break.
We're going to have a break.
More Damien Barrett next.
You're not on SEN now.
Triple M's Ruck.
Corn.
Billy Brownless is not tough.
Is it the bunny chop? Please don't hit it. Bunny chop. Have a bunny chop.
But the Ford Ranger is built Ford tough. Australian designed and engineered. Discover why the Ford Ranger was Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023 at your local Ford Ranger dealer.
One member of the Sunday Footy Show, Damien Barrett, has stuck around. Another member of the Sunday Footy Show joining us after 5, Kane Corns.
Yes, looking forward to that. Remember Fat during our phantom call of that game said, he's down, Buchanan.
Yeah.
he wasn't at all.
He was.
He wasn't at all.
And you knew it was coming, Jim, for that phantom call, and you gave it the treatment.
It was on its way. We needed to highlight it.
Sure.
Now, what are you reviewing, Fat?
Now, too many reviews, Damo, from umpires. Out of bounds, point goal. Too many. Make a bloody decision.
It's become a problem, hasn't it?
And it takes time every time.
I get the requirement to attempt to get the decision right. And this is all on the back of Adelaide Crows last year not being given that goal against the Swans, which ultimately cost them a spot. I get the background. I get the reasoning. But the reviews that are currently happening, Bill, they are counterproductive to the other agenda of the AFL, and that is to allow the ball to keep moving and to kick it and clear it from the square the moment it crosses the line.
Bring in the umpires. Oh, they're all there.
And then,
did you see it? No, I didn't see it. Well, piss off. You didn't see it. Out. Jeez.
And there's other issues, too. Just on that point, again, we don't normally go down the umpire's path, but they do need to wade through a few issues. The goal to Jack Higgins, the mark, and then a subsequent goal to Essendon via Cole Langford. again,
the
outside
of bounds
the boundary.
On the full and if, in the, late in the North
yeah,
game.
Yeah, well, that one as well. You
got
all that
turned.
Yeah. And if Langford was somehow marking that ball inside the line, he played on outside the line. So, again, there's an issue there that needs to be rectified, yep. Bill. So I think it's valid that you raise it.
All right.
And
yeah,
I hope they're on notice.
Come on.
Yeah, let's go with the positives too. Look, the Western Bulldogs, I don't know what they beat yesterday at Ballarat against Gold Coast. I know they had two wins prior to that game, the Gold Coast Suns. They didn't have Jared Witts, and it threw them around. Ned Maul had to ruck. But I love the Bulldogs' response, yep. Particularly Cody Waitman's first quarter, where he kicked four of his six goals. And from that moment on, Bill, the scene was set, and they were back.
Was there a win there?
There was probably 1 to 2 goal breeze going to their end in the first quarter.
So they kicked 9 goals.
Yeah, but they were electric. Yeah. They were unbelievable.
Mm. Yeah. And they held on.
And Labonte, of course, just Bont does
great,
what the Bont does.
And Liberatore did really, really well on Matt Rowell, who'd been
Matt Rowell.
In good form. You touched briefly, I think, Jim, on St Kilda, but Wanganeen Miller is Nasai Wanganeen Miller. He's just something special, yep. Isn't he? I cannot get enough of him playing. Love what Windhager did too, Bill, with the Crouch omission, allowed him to come in. Tom Stewart, there's no need to say anything more about him. We covered him very extensively over the weekend, but it was as good a game as he's played amongst the 150 that he's played.
And
isn't
he's played a lot of good ones in that 150 and could have taken mark of the year already.
Oh, yep.
And he dropped it.
Couldn't believe it.
I love what Christian Petrarca did for Melbourne against Hawthorn. I know he's played, again, a lot of good footy. He's won a Norm Smith medal, so there's a lot of games he can compare it with. But in the context of where they're at and the fact that he carried this team in the second half without Lever, without May, and maintained the only allowing 5 goals to the Hawthorn Footy Club in that context, he Max Gawn, others at that club are just leading them out of what was a Fritch. Problematic start. Fritch had his kicking boots on. Yeah, didn't have them on the previous week.
No.
And again, Tom McDonald is playing a role even at this late stage of his good career.
Turned that game on.
Yeah.
And it just had it in the background. And looked at it at one stage. And I thought, geez, they've got off to a flying start here, Melbourne. 8-2.
Mm.
Halfway through the third quarter. Oh, how do you kick 2 goals in a game of footy to halfway through the third quarter?
Yeah, and then to have a situation where there was no May, no Lever for the entire second half and only finished with 5 full stop. Yeah. I'm not as convinced about Hawthorn where they're at, and Hawthorn supporters will say, well, yeah, that's what I've been saying for a while. But I need to see more, Jim, and what they're producing.
Well, Will Day's hurting him.
Will Day's hurting him.
He's a high-quality player.
And I know James Blank's out as well, but they're making out as though James Blank's Chris Langford at the moment.
I'm not sure about that. No. But certainly Will Day is I think, their
but
best
John
player.
Newcomb's not playing the John Newcomb standards of 2023 and 2022. And I know he's still a young player in the context of it. But, yeah, and look, we'll start there with the negatives. I think they're in that problem zone, as is North Melbourne. I know you're sometimes looking at it glass half full. I still think that was a game they could and should have won, given they were giving themselves a chance to be more than 7 goals up. I know he's a second game player, but Dursme hit the post from close range. Larky missed the goal from longer range. But these were goals that would have put North
Melbourne shots in a row that all were gettable.
Would have put them into that 7-goal zone, and they didn't. So
They've got work to do defensively too. There's no doubt about that. Mm.
Well, they don't have any defenders, do they?
No.
That's the problem.
No. But in transition, they'd too often the ball just found an uncontested mark with 30 metres of grass around him, and that shouldn't happen.
Yep. West Coast equally in that zone as well. I don't know where their win's coming from this year, Bill. I know they got three last year, but I don't know where they're going to get it this year. And Richmond is yet to win under Adam Uzé. And we're close in his second game against Carlton, but they were all at sea yesterday against Port Adelaide. And it is hard now seeing them winning a game, Jim. I really do think.
Well, they'll win one. They've got to for Adam.
Everyone does.
Poor bloke. He needs
Damien
a win.
Hardwick, 9 goes. Yep.
All right.
Now, where are we at with the Pies?
Well, it's a big question.
We've now had a good 4 days to think about it.
Yeah.
I mean, this Thursday night game is enormous.
Yeah, look, I looked into it just from the media sense, Jim, going into the St Kilda game, and I put it just down to, and everyone's got views on it, I just put lots and lots of little things becoming a bigger thing, and I reckon that's still the case, but they need to start rectifying some of those little things. What I do like is they're going to get a chance, aren't they, on Thursday night against Brisbane, who's got as many problems as them, at least in the first two games they've played this year. So if they need a game to spark them, well, it's the one. But they're going to need to, because 0-3 is okay, but 0-4 is disastrous.
That's a gabba.
Yeah, it won't be easy. Adelaide got concerns about them too.
Yeah, they've been disappointing, haven't they?
Yeah, they have been.
They should
Gold
have
Coast
won at
in the their first game, round one, and did nothing for 3 quarters, nearly stole it, but it really didn't look at all likely against Cats, Geelong at home when they were considered favourites. And
3 big
should
outs.
Have. Yeah.
Big outs.
We touched on Essendon before. I can't get a read on them. I thought Merritt's game was outstanding in the context of the loss, but Yeah, I don't see improvement. I know it's only a two-game sample, but what they did the previous week was good, but it wasn't great on the weekend in my eyes. So, and can they carry on the edge? And equally, I've got concerns about Gold Coast. Start of the season with a 2-0 start and then never looked likely against the Bulldogs when they were taken away from their home game there on the home stadium on the Gold Coast and had to go to a very different stadium at Ballarat, but they just weren't in the hunt.
No, and Sam Taylor, the man Bill discovered after he'd been an All-Australian.
I don't like pumping you up, but I reckon you discovered him first.
Oh. Bill comes on this show and says, no, he can play that Sam Taylor. I said, Bill, he was an All-Australian last year.
No, but I reckon in your defence, Jim, I reckon he played about game 15 and out of nowhere all you said, this kid is the next.
Guildford Grammar Boy, Alex Rance's school.
Is it?
Swan
game
Districts.
Five.
And Fat gives it the... Yeah, I think we need to get our heads around Sam Taylor being a good defender. I'm like, Bill, he was All-Australian last year.
And could and should have been maybe before that as well.
100%.
Tom Stewart's all right too.
Yeah,
I like him.
You see Petrarca at Melbourne? He goes well.
And the Bont.
Yeah, they reckon Duck was all right. Well, he used to wear 18 for North.
Tom Hawkins, 350th game this week. It's a lot for the big boy, the farmer.
He's getting bigger too, isn't he?
Damo, I wouldn't say that. I think he's stripped down
beautifully. I love what he's done. He's the old school footballer, Bill. I just love how he's managed to be around since 2007 and still going strongly.
You know, played on the weekend for Brisbane up there, Tom Duday.
Yes.
Yeah. And we spoke to him, Jim. Yes. He said about round 10, and it's only round 2 or 3, and he's playing in a practice game.
Every chance he might be selected too.
Well, I
hope he is. Yeah. I think they need him.
And his mum rang us from Lara.
Did she?
Yeah. Lovely. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Jack's derailed his demo segment on a nice flatter.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.